Was A Quiet Place inspired by Signs, It Comes at Night, and War for the Planet of the Apes? Was Ready Player One influenced by Avatar, Wreck-It Ralph, and The Last Starfighter? Is The Hurricane Heist more influenced by Sharknado or Geostorm? These are the kinds of questions my guest co-hosts and I discuss on my podcast, Piecing It Together. Every week, we look at a new movie and try to figure out what other movies inspired it, whether it's the story, the character development, tone, or even use of music. Every movie was influenced by something that came before it, and we want to figure out what. Check out Piecing It Together on your favorite podcast app or check us out on piecingpod.com. You can also follow us on social media at piecingpod. Piecing It Together is a part of the All Points West Podcast Network.
Well, hello, Kirk Fitzpatrick.
Hello, Les Kirkendall Barrett.
Hello, Jason Bowers.
Hello, Les Kirkendall Barrett and Kurt Fitzpatrick.
It is your favorite day of the week, another day of a lifetime of Hallmark. We have a very festive, spring-like movie to discuss. And I don't know about you, but after 2 weeks of seeing like murders and killers and blood, I kind of missed it this week.
Oh, you missed the murders and blood?
Yeah.
See, I missed...
You wanted one of the characters to get murdered?
Or something.
Like as they're digging up the flowers, they dig up a body.
Right. Angry kissing or something.
Yeah.
Oh. I was the opposite. We had done those Lifetime movies, and I like to watch them because there's so much going on, and they're nuts. But it's hard doing a podcast because we need to take feverish notes throughout the entire movie. And when there's so many things going on, I'm constantly having to pause it. It takes like an extra hour to watch the movie. Hallmark movies don't really move at a rapid clip. So it's easier taking notes as we're watching them.
Yeah.
Especially this one was, you know, it was very...
Hallmark pace.
Hallmarky.
It was as Hallmarky as a movie could get that didn't take place at Christmas.
Right.
Now, want to address the latest news on Lori Loughlin?
Oh, yeah. I was going to get a breaking news update sounder for this week, but I forgot. So maybe by next week I'll have
it. That's okay. I'm sure there'll be more to come with Lori Loughlin, who's now in trouble for money laundering. These people really have it in for this woman.
She's going down.
Aren't they both in trouble? She and Massimo are.
I just read this.
Yeah.
Do you read what they're calling money laundering? It says that, okay, She's accused of disguising $15,000 charitable payment in the bribery scheme for someone to take her oldest daughter's SAT exam. So how does that work? She paid somebody to take the exam.
Yeah.
And then she said it was charity, and they're saying that's money laundering?
It sounds like she's paying a quote-unquote charity, and then this charity makes the payment to whomever. So there's probably some like fake shell charity that's set up for just this kind of nefarious doings, and she paid them.
So that's how it works. Mm-hmm. So wouldn't the person who's running this fake charity be actually doing the laundering?
They probably are too, but if she's engaging their services, she knows, you know, it's like if you go to a laundromat and your clothes come out clean, it's not because you took your clothes to the laundromat, it's because the laundromat had to do the clothing, but you're both involved in that transaction.
That's laundering too.
It is.
They have it in for this woman.
And I was also hearing today on the news that someone was saying that Felicity Huffman basically threw herself on the mercy of the court.
Yeah.
And I guess, I mean, I'm not sure, but I guess allegedly Lori Loughlin and the other families were kind of offered a similar thing, but they didn't take it. Like the plea bargain. Felicity Huffman, I guess, took a plea bargain. Lori Loughlin did not.
Yeah, the plea bargain's like 2 years.
Her intentions to plead guilty. Yeah.
So from what I heard on the news, I get, so Felicity Huffman, since she did this, will probably get like a lesser sentence than if she wouldn't have pleaded guilty.
Okay. Yeah, this is the U.S. Attorney's Office, District of Massachusetts. They are after this Lori Loughlin. Lori Loughlin needs to get, what's his name's lawyer? Jossie Smollett.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, seriously.
Well, his, you know who his lawyer is? Is Mark Garagos.
Well, yeah. That guy's a genius.
Yeah.
Well, because that's right. He was involved in the OJ trial, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Who was this again?
Mark Garagos.
Mark Garagos.
Mark Garagos. I don't remember Mark Garagos. I remember Johnny Cochran. If the glove fits, was it? Oh, if it
doesn't fit, you must have quit. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Well, yeah, Mark Garagos was part of that team.
Oh, okay.
So,
well, he wasn't in the movie that I watched.
Because think about it. If you want someone who's going to get you off, you want someone from the OJ trial in your corner.
Yeah. That guy gets off scot-free. That Jossie Smollett. Ooh.
Yeah. And see, here's the thing, though. The Jossie Smollett stuff is actually playing into this trial and stuff too.
How so?
Because now I'm sure people and people especially in the law are outraged and pissed off. So, you know, a famous person allegedly got away with something. So now the next famous person coming up is going to get it even worse.
You know, they said that back when OJ was on trial and nothing really happened, did it? Nothing changed.
But remember though, he got away with his alleged murder, but then remember he got caught doing something just really.
Right. Well, and he also lost the civil case. Like, he lost the criminal – or won the criminal case, but lost the civil case and had to pay the Goldmans all that money, and then was arrested for, stolen souvenirs or something like that.
Yeah, sports memorabilia.
Yeah.
And they also – yeah, it was kind of like they made something minor major. Like, he – OJ had said to somebody – don't stand up or something like that. And so they decided that was kidnapping.
Right. And so they threw the book at him. So it's because basically, I mean, and not to get heavy handed and deep on this Hallmark Lifetime podcast,
right,
but the whole reason for the, I was watching this thing, the whole reason why the OJ trial went the way they did was because of the Rodney King trial. So things have like a ripple effect, you know. So basically, I'm thinking these women are going to go down because Jussie Smollett got away with it. And now people, especially people, you know, judges and people, like, they have something to prove. Like, okay, enough of
this. The system. This Jussie Smollett must have gotten off because there was some mishap in the way that he was being processed, and the lawyer or somebody said, you know, look, I'm gonna bring this up and I'm gonna embarrass everybody, or you could just drop all the charges now.
But he is being sued by, or he's being charged by the city of Chicago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're sending him a bill.
He's getting a bill.
I think I said this to you guys off the air, but I don't think I said it on the podcast, is I do like that we've sort of organically morphed into a true crime podcast.
We have. Right? There's new news about Lori Loughlin, and I can't pronounce these people's names, but that's – and this Felicity Huffman.
Who knew Hallmark girls were going to be in naughty,
I don't know. Wow. don't worry, people. We'll be – audience will be keeping up to date.
If the next Lacey Chabert movie features her with a raindrop tattoo under her eye, we should be worried.
Right. She has a detective show out now, the crossword puzzle murders. And then, okay.
I can't take you seriously when you say the words detective show and crossword puzzle murders in the same breath.
Well, get this.
Is it really called the crossword? What is it called, the crossword puzzle murders?
And there's even a new one. Okay, get this. Okay, get this.
The jigsaw puzzle murders.
This is called, okay, this is starring Holly Robinson Pete, mm-hmm. one of Hallmark's African-American divas on the channel.
Yeah.
Her show is called the Morning Show Murders. So think of it, she's like Oprah who solves crime.
Huh.
That makes a lot more sense than solving it through crossword puzzles or garage sales.
I like Oprah that solves crime. Yeah. And is she as rich and famous as Oprah?
She's not hitting
the streets looking for clues and people are like, aren't you Oprah?
Right? I guess.
Have you guys ever heard the rumor that Julia Child was in the CIA, was like a trained assassin or something?
I have heard that.
Yeah. Well, so is Chuck Barris from the Bond
Oh,
show.
Yeah.
Oh, and Steven Seagal. Wasn't Steven Seagal in the CIA?
What?
I've never heard that about Seagal. Barris is the one that like went around telling everyone he was a spy.
Yeah,
I'm hearing echoes everywhere. There's echoes in our podcast. I don't hear it anymore.
Yeah, I don't hear it. I heard it for a second.
It's gone. See, you mentioned Steven Seagal, and it just echoes. It reverberates.
Well, anyway, let's get
hard
started.
To kill.
Let's do speaking it. Of killing, let's kill it.
Yes.
All right. So the movie that we're talking about this week is called True Love Bloom.
I don't like the title.
The title basically just explains everything.
Why don't you like the title, Kurt?
It's just lame.
Well, look, let's be positive here. What would you have called it then? You need to offer an alternate suggestion.
Really? I had to come up with an alternate title?
Yeah.
Oh,
you're poo-pooing on the title before we even start talking about the movie.
I know, I'm already giving it a hard time, but I have nice things to say about it, so I'm going to just be very critical about the things that I'm going to be very critical about the things that I think deserve criticism.
Okay.
Okay, so we start out, and we're in St. Petersburg, so I take it we're in St. Petersburg, Florida, right?
Yes.
Which is, I don't think we've ever had a movie that has been centered in Florida before.
No.
Not that I recall.
We had one that was in Bridgeton, New Jersey. I'm still in shock about that.
But I'm guessing since it's not a Christmas movie, they can, you know, they can make Vancouver look like Florida.
Yeah, in the summer. Maybe.
And so we see Sarah Rue, and my first note was, oh my God, she looks fantastic.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Because Sarah Rue, Kurt, I don't know if you're familiar with her. She's a comic actress, and she was overweight.
Was she?
Yeah.
She's been this size for several years now, though.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I haven't seen her in anything in a while.
I looked her up on the IMDb, and I was like, this Rue woman's a workhorse. Like, she's been in a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So my first note was, she looks great. She really does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so her name is Vicky, and we see Vicky welcoming a group of children to the community garden, and everybody's planting, the garden is happy, the students have a sassy black teacher, and they're talking, and Vicky invites the teacher to the garden walk. Which that is our big event. Every Hallmark event, every Hallmark movie has an event. This is the event for this movie.
Yeah.
The Garden Walk.
Oh yeah.
So then we see these two older people, Mr. Boyle and Miss Hewitt, and they pretty much hate each other.
I wrote down that they brought produce. They're not a couple, but totally will be by the end of this movie.
I just thought that they were. And I guess I just misheard them when they said their names. And I just thought these people were a couple from the beginning.
Yeah. No, but no, they it's were a not. Hallmark movie. It's a Hallmark movie, so we knew where this was going.
Yeah, I guess they already predicted. Yeah.
So then we go to the George family nursery. And Vicky walks into the nursery. We see this couple kissing. We find out that this is her best friend, Anna, and Anna's husband. And they have been married for 12 years. Yeah, for 12 years. Now, one thing I will say about this movie was very ethnically diverse. Very ethnically diverse. Because, and P.S., correct me if I'm wrong, Anna and her husband were Latin. I don't think we've seen many Latin families and especially many Latin couples on the Hallmark movies we watched.
We've
Am
seen
I right,
them, but or? Not a ton. And it was actually smart that they set this in St. Petersburg because that allows it to have, you know, other ethnicities than white in the movie.
Right. But yeah, so I don't know if, you know, I've always suspected that there was some sort of edict that was brought down because this movie, you know, so a lot of the movies we've been watching lately for Hallmark have been very ethnically diverse.
Yeah.
It's good news.
I noticed this movie really, it laid out its Hallmark-y cards on the table right out of the gate. Like, they're very big with exposition, explaining every little detail. And right out of the gate, we have this movie that's like, it's all about like DIY home stuff, which is what their movies always have some sort of element of that. They, you know, it fits into their spring season for the marketing of the movies and the channel. She started the garden for sentimental reasons. Her dad started it, which, you know, lets us know right away that dad's dead. And they start talking. Oh, which I wait. Yeah, the dad's dead.
I see dead people.
And it lays the groundwork for a festival as the climax of the movie. Like, we knew all that within the first 5 minutes. All of the Hallmark touchstones were going to be hit.
Right. No, yeah, of course. Yes.
What time of year is this happening? This movie.
Spring.
Do we know? Spring.
Spring.
When do you plant things? Is this is the spring season? That's when you're
like
supposed
in March.
To do that?
I think like in March.
Yeah,
March.
I think the very beginning of spring, hence that phrase April showers bring May flowers, because like you're not going to see stuff blooming in April, you're going to see it in May.
Right.
Right.
Okay. But is it different in Florida?
I imagine.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And especially since it gets like, you know, May, June probably gets a lot hotter in Florida than it does in other places.
Yeah, they probably planted in January.
And then, of course, you know, Vicky, speaking of the other tropes, she was very busy, very busy.
Mm-hmm.
Too busy today.
Yeah. I also have that Anna met her husband. They've been with for 12 years. She met him in high school.
Yes.
Which makes them about 30.
30, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you guys know anyone who met anyone in high school who they married?
Uh-huh.
I don't think I do.
I do. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. A lot of them, actually, I don't know many of them who are still together. But you know, I have had friends who did, you know, meet in high school and get married.
I have a mix. Like, some are still together, some aren't.
Okay.
Now, Anna, of course, you know, gives Vicky the advice, you need to get yourself out there. Because we find out the last guy that Vicky dated was actually allergic to flowers. And so
Barry.
It did not do well.
Yeah, Barry. It's allergic to flowers. And now she has no time to date.
Nope.
Not
dating
with all
is
that
time
gardening.
Consuming for many people. You want to garden, you can't garden and date.
No.
You have to one or the other.
Yeah.
A lot of work.
So then we go to an office, and we see Mr. Divine. He walks into the office. His receptionist is there. She's like, hello, Mr. Divine. And then he immediately says, oh, no, call me Chase, which I think is, you know, the signal that he's a cool boss. Like, he's not a dick.
He looked like, sometimes he looked like Ed Helms, and other times he looked like current age Fred Savage with a beard.
Oh, see, I thought that he looked like God, I'm blanking on the guy's name right now. It'll come back to me.
Okay. In real life, this actor is the son of a famous actor.
Oh, who?
Is he a Bridges?
Yes.
He's is that Beau Jordan Bridges?
Bridges? Beau Bridges is his dad.
Now, Kurt,
wasn't
I guess
he in other homes? Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
This is a sign that we've been watching these movies for a long time because I recognized him and remembered his name from other movies that
I think he was in Christmas at Holly Lodge.
Yeah, I thought he looked familiar. Okay.
Yeah. But I only know that the music IMDb. Teacher in that. I was like, I don't remember. I do remember that movie, so who was he? He was the main guy?
Yes. He was.
He was. Okay.
Yeah.
Wasn't he a music teacher in some movie too?
Yes, that's right. He was a music
really?
Teacher.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. But he didn't have the beard.
He did not have the beard.
Okay. Was he in the Leanne Figuratively Rimes Adler. Movie?
What's that?
Beard.
Was he in the Leanne Rimes one? Or
I don't know. I know he's a music teacher.
It's
I know
all
that.
About value. Sorry.
But so that is kind of
I think
cool
it was the Leanne Rimes one, yeah.
Yeah. You and me at Christmas.
Because it's all about value.
Thank you, Bare Naked Ladies.
Oh, but Chase is a really nice guy because the receptionist is like, thank you for giving my brother a job.
Yeah, and that guy's been out of work for a long time.
So his company is like set up to like give people jobs. It's like a construction company.
Oh, that's nice.
So then we cut back to the garden, and then they do the Hallmark thing of you really need to be on social media, because she like the other sassy black girl basically, I guess I can't call it mansplaining, so she girlsplains her about social media.
Yeah. I think that's writing shortcut for like she's just so down to earth she's not even posting on that Facebook like everyone else.
Oh, that's like me then, because I don't have Instagram and all that kind of stuff. I must be down to earth.
Yeah, that's what it is.
But you at least have Facebook.
Yeah, Facebook a lot, yeah.
Yeah, she doesn't even have that.
That's right. So much for that.
Yeah, she's like, she's an earthy girl. She's like Carrie Bradshaw.
I resent the implication that I'm not down to earth.
So then Chase shows up at the garden. And Vicky goes to say hi to him, and she trips over her purse and falls into him, and you knew, okay, they're going to be in love by the end of the movie.
Yeah,
that's been happening too much.
Yeah,
as in literally every Hallmark movie?
Every single time, tripping and falling over people.
And so basically, Vicky kind of gives him the tour of the garden and gives him the background of the garden. And,
oh, he meets the old people. And the old people are bossy.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah, and then we find out that, like, basically they have rival vegetables.
The old people do?
Yeah. One's all about the tomatoes, one's all about the peppers. We hear a lot about that, and it is the most sexual innuendo you are ever going to hear in a Hallmark movie.
Is it? I didn't find it arousing.
I didn't say it was arousing. A lot of things sexual that aren't arousing to me.
All right. I didn't even find it sexual. I didn't make a connection.
I say just watch this movie again. And every time they talk about tomatoes and hot peppers, trust me.
Well, they didn't say hot peppers. Not when I was watching it.
So then, of course, this is where we find out that Chase owns the land, his property. Ooh. Like he's a construction guy, and this is one of his new properties, and he has come to check out this property because he wants to utilize the space in a different way. He wants to build condos.
Oh no.
Nope. And so then Vicky goes to Mr. Mack, the guy who owned the land, and Mr. Mack is like, well, listen, you know what? This guy gave me enough money to retire. I'm moving to Hawaii to live with my daughter. And we find out Mr. Mack and Vicky's dad were old friends.
Army buddies.
They're army buddies, and so Mr. Mac basically gave her dad a bro deal, or as they say in England, mates rates. Basically, he didn't charge him anything.
Mates rates. Oh, yeah, really?
They call it mates rates. But they,
like,
you know,
a gay
but
hookup
now...
app. Huh? It sounds like a gay hookup app. Mates rates.
Mates rates. Well,
sure, you don't find a red boy or something.
One of our savvy listeners will start that app up.
And then Vicky's like, well, what do I do? And Mr. Mac is like, come on, Vicky, show some gumption. Your dad had gumption, so you need to show gumption too.
So what do I care? I'm out of this game. He tells her to go find another spot. Go find another spot and build it back and leave me the hell alone.
I don't think
I'm going to Hawaii.
I don't think that's what he said.
He said, I got this thing free from your dad. I can sell for free. Why are you still sitting here? Get out.
What are we doing?
I don't have to be nice anymore.
What are we doing in 2019 where a movie is using the word gumption to be cutesy? And it was already considered a cheesy thing to use back in the early 70s when the Mary Tyler Moore Show premiered.
Oh, that's right.
They used to say that on the...
Yeah, and the pilot for Mary Tyler Moore, I'm totally dating myself, but the pilot for Mary Tyler Moore, Lou Grant, when he's like considering whether to hire her, he's like, you've got gumption. I hate gumption.
It's an homage to that.
Well, gumption is back. It's made.
I once saw a Mary Tyler Moore reunion on the Larry King show, and Ed Asner was an angry bastard. And he was really, and everybody was mad at Cloris Leachman because I guess they're mad at her because she won an Oscar. And even Betty White was going off on her.
Cloris Leachman?
They're talking about other shows that they were on. And so Cloris Leachman said, well, I was on Lassie. And Betty White said, oh, were you the dog? Yeah, she said that. They were mad, and Ed Asner was really mad, and she had to say, are you going to be nice? Are you going to be nice? All pissed at Cloris Leachman. Well, jeez. Mary Tyler Moore wasn't there. It was like Ed Asner, Betty White, Cloris Leachman, and there may have been someone else.
Like Valerie Captain Harper or something.
For the Love Boat. I think he was.
He
was nice. He doesn't have a
Gavin McLeod
body. That guy. Yeah, Gavin
McLeod. Think about it though. He basically went straight from Mary Tyler Moore to the Love Boat.
Yeah.
So that guy, you know, he has nothing to complain about.
Decades. He's happy.
That guy had a life.
Wait.
Think of all those other people, though. They've all had very, very successful careers beyond that show.
I guess they – I don't know. I just figured they resented her because she won an Oscar for The Last Picture Show, and they didn't win anything.
But I love though that they had a Mary Tyler Moore reunion and Mary Tyler Moore wasn't there.
No, she's not going to bother with that nonsense. And one part of it, they all started kissing Mary Tyler Moore's ass. They're like, oh, she played. This is when she was still alive. Like, oh, she played Mary Todd Lincoln in that made for. She did. Okay.
Oh yeah, I knew about that.
Oh, please, Mary Tyler Moore, have another show so we could all be on it again.
You know who I liked was Georgette there.
Georgia Engel.
Do you remember? And she had like the voice.
She was Ted's wife.
No, I don't think so.
Did she go, hello,
Ted wasn't hello. There either. There was no Ted.
Well, Ted died a long time ago.
He has an excuse.
Yeah.
I think no, wasn't Ted was like the there. First one?
Yeah, he died back in the like 90s, I believe.
Yeah.
Was Rhoda there? Rhoda Morgenstern?
No. I gave the roll call. No, Rhoda, they wouldn't even invite her. She's not even there. Cloris Leachman at least got in the door. Rhoda's.
They would totally invite Rhoda. Rhoda's a big part of that show.
No, I'm just kidding around.
She got a spinoff, actually, Rhoda.
A very successful one.
Yes.
We could talk more and more about her and the Hogan family and all that stuff.
And her mother was the quicker picker-upper. Her mother was Rosie.
Oh, man.
Anyway.
That was her mother?
Yes.
That was her mother on the show, not her mother in real life.
And her sister on the show is Marge Simpson.
Yeah. So, Valerie Harper played Rhoda. Nancy Walker played her mom, who was the bounty lady. And Julie Kavner played her sister.
I can't stop. And the quicker picker upper woman directed the Village People movie.
Yes, she did.
Yes, she did. We can't.
Julie Kavner, who at the end of the day is like, I'm richer than all of you bitches. I'm Marge Simpson.
This just goes down rabbit hole after rabbit hole after rabbit hole.
Anyway, okay. So Vicky's at her mom's house, and they're eating lasagna and carrot cake.
Mm. Hey, that's not bad. I like that.
Yes, lasagna and carrot cake. And her mom was actually very pretty. Her mom looked really young.
Oh, yeah.
To be a mom.
Yeah.
And so then she's telling Vicky, okay, you need to go and talk to him. Maybe he's not as bad as you think he is. You need to go to his office, and you just need to just show him how persuasive you can be. So the next day, Vicky shows up at his office.
Well, before that, you must have been hurting a little bit inside at the moment before this. When they show Vicky getting ready in the morning, she's standing there in front of her mirror deciding whether or not this is the dress she should wear. They missed an opportunity for a makeover montage, Les.
She could have easily spun around. Like, are you guys watching Sabrina? Sabrina, the Teenage Witch?
No.
Well, the first 5 minutes of this season, she was in a mirror, she spun around, she changed into like five different outfits. That's all I needed. But
so
this,
you had your fix.
Know that.
No, you're not getting that from this. Not this early.
So he's in his office, Chase, with his bitchy girlfriend.
Yeah, I don't like her.
Marta. And so Marta remodeled his office, but basically her thing was minimalism. So basically the way that she remodeled his office is she basically just took all the furniture out of his office.
Yeah.
Now I'd like to say that I like this a lot. I thought this was a really good character introduction. Not bad. I thought that, you know, to introduce a character and just show that her attribute was that she designed this room as a spare room, I thought was a kind of a creative way of doing things. Now they did drop the ball on this character.
Yeah.
Because this woman could have been like this evil kind of. The way they introduced her, she could have been this like this evil, cunning creature who, you know, manipulates just the way she manipulated the room to be hers. She could have manipulated, but then they just dropped the ball. But you'll see.
And she was obviously rich because she spent like $2,000 on a statue, but that was it in the room.
And the statue was – it literally looked like a table.
Yeah.
Yeah. Somebody fleeced her on that.
So meanwhile – I wrote here because she's like, I'm going to be a minimalist designer. And I wrote, yeah, it's called Marie Kondo. But
I don't know who that is.
What?
Kurt.
Marie Kondo? Kurt. No idea.
Read pop culture news.
Absolutely no idea.
Kurt.
Marie Kondo.
Marie Kondo is like, she's like the thing right now.
She
has a Netflix show. She's this lovely Asian woman who goes to people's houses and helps them to basically clean and organize and get rid of everything that is not serving them.
And oh, I see.
Her whole thing is get rid of anything that doesn't spark joy in you.
I see her.
And
right
I love
now.
The fact that she doesn't even speak English.
Well, why? How could I follow along with what she's saying then? I don't know.
Subtitles.
No, she has a translator.
Okay. Well, good for her. Yeah, I see all sorts of stuff is up here. Marie
she's very
Kondo.
Cute.
Yeah.
Let's anyway, Kurt.
Okay.
I didn't know. Oh, so Vicky's trying to get into the office, right? But the receptionist is like, no, you're not getting in without an appointment.
And you are. But then
the receptionist starts talking to Marta. And while she's talking to Marta, Vicky sneaks in. And she brings him what she calls a peace lily. She brings him a plant. And then, of course, there's the joke about, wow, your office is very sparse. And then, so then they're talking, and then Chase, of course, is like, this is business, it's not personal. And then Vicky's like, I'm going to prove to you that you're making a terrible mistake. So then she storms out, she goes back to the garden, she tells them that the garden's in trouble because Chase is going to get rid of this garden. And how long did he give her? Like a couple of weeks or end of the month or something?
Till the garden walk.
Now, this scene reminded me of the scene in Norma Rae where Sally Field gets up and starts talking about starting a union. This woman, Rue. What's her name?
Sarah Vicky Rue. Vicky. Sarah Rue. Vicky.
Sarah Rue. Sarah Rue. Vicky stands up like Sally Field and Norma Rae. She says, we have to start a petition.
And the people are into it.
We'll win.
We will win
this garden walk.
I loved watching them have people sign the petition because it was some of the cheesiest extras acting I've ever seen.
They didn't even read it. It was so bizarre.
And they were also like eager to sign it. Like causes I believe in. I'm never eager when I'm standing there outside Pavilion signing a piece of paper.
And talk about illegal activity. The old people were bribing people with vegetables so they would sign the petition. Why doesn't the U.S. Attorney Office get in on that?
Maybe they do. That's the sequel.
Maybe they do.
Starring Laura Loughlin.
I'm surprised I have so much energy right now. But I don't know. This is really working me up.
But yes, everybody was very happy. Vicky was very passionate. Petitions got signed. It was,
unethical.
And they got like 1,000 names on their petition.
Oof. Like that's going to make any difference.
Well,
prove me wrong.
So so Chase is in his office again. Marta comes in. She sees a plant. It's not part of her minimalism, so she didn't like it. She goes throw it away, and Chase is like, "No, don't throw it away. I like it." And then Vicky shows up with another plant, and she gives Chase a plant and the petition, and she's like, I got 1,000 signatures, so suck on that.
Oh, and women don't like it when other women are showing up with plants.
No.
Who's this woman walking about? Who's this woman going around dropping off a geranium?
Kurt's rules of dating.
Who's this woman dropping off a tulip? I know she just came by the office. I noticed, what are you doing?
What kind of tulip is dropping off a tulip?
I'm just telling you.
Just the one?
So you know what I'm talking about.
Well, the word gumption comes up again.
Gumption.
They love that word.
Which brings up another discussion about the Mary Tyler Moore Show. No, I'm kidding. Okay, go ahead.
But then we could tell... Like, during this, like, Chase actually, he's given her shit, but he actually likes her. And you could tell.
Yeah.
Well, I thought he liked her until the next day she shows up and there's a big eviction notice on the garden gate. And they have one month to turn this around. And Vicky says she's going to fight. And then, she's talking to her mom. She's asking her mom, what would her dad do? Vicky's mom says, sleep on it. And then she's sleeping. And then she has an idea. And then we cut to a press conference. And Chase is at his press conference. And all of a sudden, there is a protest. And Vicky got all of her garden friends together, and they're protesting. And they're saying...
Flowers not towers grow is what I heard.
Yeah.
Flowers not towers grow.
Flowers, yes, towers no.
Which what they should have said, because the grow threw me off, because they could have just said flowers not towers, and it would have been fine.
Oh, flowers not towers.
Flowers not towers by itself would have been much better. You're right.
Yeah. The time these people have on their hands is staggering.
Now, Vicky is a lady, so she gives him another plant, because you never show up anywhere empty-handed.
All right.
So she gives him another plant, and then Vicky actually gets an interview with the press. And so then we cut to Chase and Marta, and they're at dinner. And this is where Marta kind of, like, fizzled out for me.
Yeah.
Because they're talking, and Marta takes Vicky's side, which I think is a wasted opportunity.
Yeah.
Very strange.
Yeah. Like, she was just kind of like, yeah, you do suck, basically.
Yeah.
They're having
Not consistent with her earlier character.
No.
Big disappointment.
Now, the big event that they're going to have is the Ladybug release.
Yeah, second big event of the movie that we're... Actually, the third big event of the movie has already been mentioned. Because they also mention a mayoral gala that's coming up.
What are all the events now? Just to recap.
You've got garden walk, which hasn't happened yet. That's the big climax of the movie. But they've mentioned a mayoral gala that's coming up. And they've mentioned a ladybug festival. So now we've got three events in this tiny little movie.
But I did tell you, the Ladybug Festival did look kind of fun. Like, I wasn't mad at it. What? I would have totally gone and hung out there, too.
What were they doing at the Ladybug Festival? Like, mayoral gala, I get what's happening there. I get what's happening at the garden walk. What happens at the Ladybug Festival?
No, they released Ladybug.
Where did they have them in captivity to release them?
Yeah, because you can get them at a garden shop, and like if you release ladybugs, it's good for your plants.
Okay.
Oh.
So that's what they were doing.
Wow.
I do not know my horticulture.
No, I didn't. I didn't know this. I didn't know who that woman was with the minimalist.
Marie Kondo.
We need to take down the garden and build a Marie Kondo.
There you go.
Woo! It's hard to bring things around sometimes.
So then Vicky shows up at his office again. Oh, wait, where was he? Was he at his office when he was on the phone and she gives him an olive tree?
All right, I'm going to focus.
No, that was out in the street, I think.
So, yeah, she gives him an olive tree, a little olive tree, and says, this is an olive branch.
Yeah.
Yes.
And she apologizes to him. And so... they start talking, and Vicky tells him about her dead dad.
I see dead people.
And Chase is like, oh, really? You have a dead dad? Well, I have a dead dad.
I see dead people.
Did he say suck on that?
I don't think he said suck on that, but he did. He revealed dead dad, and then moments later revealed dead mom. Like, they were just – they kept laying down the aces on our blackjack table.
Is there anybody living?
Her mom.
Yes, I know. It's right.
Vicky's
they're alive.
Her mom.
That's right. Yeah.
Her mom, who's very pretty.
Very pretty woman, yes. Please stay alive, you pretty thing.
Oh, and then I jumped ahead because after the dead parent talk – then they went to the Ladybug Festival because she invited him to the Ladybug Festival.
Yes.
Okay.
And it's like a carnival. And so, yeah, it looked fun. And everyone's having a good time. And then Chase shows up and he has a flower. Mm-hmm. But then he looks at her, like he looks into the garden and she's there with people and she's chatting. And she even sees him looking at her and kind of waves at him and acknowledges him. But I guess he gets cold feet because then he puts the plant on the ground and just turns and walks away.
Yeah.
With the mom.
Well, the mom kind of accidentally cock-blocked. I don't think she realized because she starts walking in next to Chase, doesn't know that it's Chase, and is like, oh, we've got to stop that horrible developer, Chase Devine. Let's get in there. And so he gets embarrassed and doesn't want to go in.
Right. So then he puts the plant on the ground. Vicky goes out. She finds it. he leaves a note in, he left a note in there, and Anna's like, he likes you. And Vicky's like, no, he doesn't. He has a girlfriend. And then we see Chase. He's in the office. He's going over documents from the garden and from the property. And then he asks his receptionist, Ilya, what do you think? And Ilya's like, well, I like to garden too. So basically, he was getting shot down by every woman he asked about this.
Yeah.
Pretty much. But then she brings up a good point. She's like, well, maybe if Vicky could see this from your point of view, maybe she'll understand you. Hmm. And so then Chase gets an idea, and he goes to see Vicky, and they're in the garden, and she makes him smell tulips, and he says they don't smell like anything, but she says they smell like heaven. And then he takes her to the construction site, and then he throws down the, see, I give people jobs. And someone thanks him, someone named Mark thanks him for giving him a job, and he was able to take care of his family because Chase helped him with the job. But then he takes her to lunch, but it's a picnic. So he's really getting in there and working on her, you know? And then then they start talking, and he's like, you know, I'm really not a bad guy. I'm not a monster. And then she asks him, well, why didn't you come into the Ladybug release party? Because I saw you. And he says, you know, well, I didn't want to be a villain. And then they find a four-leaf clover, which means they're going to fall in love.
I wish somebody would be a villain in one of these things. Please, don't hold back, people.
Well, Marta had villain potential. I totally thought she was going to be a villain.
Yeah.
Drop the ball.
I thought she was going to be this horrible human being. Oh, so then they like each other, but then they get cock-blocked by Thunder.
Boy.
Isn't cock-blocked by Thunder playing a Coachella this weekend?
Cock-blocked by Thunder, wow.
And so then Vicky goes over to Anna's house for dinner.
Now, her husband seemed gay to me.
Really?
What'd you guys think?
No. But then this movie, I think, was big on seeing everything from the other person's point of view, because then her friend is like, well, why don't you see things from his point of view? So the friends were all very fair, I think, very fair, you know.
Did you guys, and I'm not trying to turn this into politics, but as I was watching and they kept talking about see things from the other side, I was wondering if they were trying to make it some sort of political metaphor.
Oh, totally.
See things from the other side.
Yeah.
And they're trying to act like that. They were trying to be what?
Whatever.
By saying that.
I imagine that a large portion of the audience that watches the Hallmark Channel leans politically one way, and they want people that are watching this movie to say, hey, if you don't lean that way, look at it from the other side, and maybe you'll understand why they vote the way they do.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Okay.
I agree with you on that. So then Vicky shows up at the garden, and people are starting to jump ship and take their plants elsewhere. And this is bad because they really need to win the contest at the garden party. Because if they can win the contest at the garden party, then Vicky is sure that this is going to save them, because then they can show Chase, see, we need this garden here. But people are jumping ship. Diane... Trader Diane is taking her plants because she found a new plot.
Mm. And the old people are really up in arms.
Yes. Yes.
Now, I don't garden, so I don't know if this is a thing. But is it a thing where you're like, oh, I got to find a new plot to plant my flat? Like, you either have space to plant a garden or you don't. And I'm sure these community gardens exist to an extent, but if you have one, you probably don't have 10 in your community. You probably have one or maybe two.
Exactly. Well, the funny thing is that in England, for whatever reason, community gardens are like a big deal. Oh, and everybody has one. Hmm. Everybody has like the common thing to do. And they call it an allotment, and everybody has an allotment. And like in the spring, summer month, you grow your vegetables on your allotment.
Okay.
But here, like, I know that there's one like near, there's like a community garden near like West Hollywood, mm-hmm. off of Fountain. But, and then I know there's one near Runyon Canyon, but I don't hear a lot about them around here right. in LA. So,
I have some in my yard. I have, just like they have in the movie, there's like boxes. I have two of those in my yard.
Uh-huh. Because I'm thinking, too, that with this community garden, you get the plot for free, right?
Like, I guess there might be some sort of dues, some sort of small upkeeping dues.
But probably very small. Like,
oh, yeah, I'm sure it's minimal. Yeah.
But yeah. But Diane is like out, and then we find out other people are threatening to drop out too. And so Vicky's got to rally the troops. And then Mr. Boyle was making rumblings about he just needed to get away from Mrs. Hewitt.
Because her, right. and I quote, tomatoes are distracting.
Yes.
Huh, that could be a very sensuous reference.
That's
I wasn't
what
picking up
I'm
on this.
I'm saying there were so many of them.
Tomatoes were distracting. And his banana was piercing.
So, Vicky, so then we see the banana was piercing.
Yeah. That's right. That's what you're getting.
You know, I was dressed as a banana on Saturday, right?
What was that?
I was dressed as a banana on Saturday.
Yeah, what was that?
Where
about?
Were you?
It was
a bunch of people dressed as bananas.
It was a friend's birthday party, and he was dressed as a monkey, so we were all dressed as bananas and went to the party that way, and then went bar hopping dressed as bananas.
As bananas.
Yes. And my roommate and I were the last two ones standing in banana costumes, and like the birthday boy and his husband left. And I turned to my roommate and said, well, this went from being a nice novelty that we're out in these costumes to now it's just the two of us, so it's just sad. So we left.
Now, how late were you out in the banana?
That was at like 1 in the morning.
Okay. So, because the banana at last call, that could have worked.
I feel like if there were several of us, yes, but if there's like one or two of us, it's like, who the hell is this person dressed as a banana and what drugs are they on right now?
Did anybody come to that a banana in your pocket?
I did also make the realization partway through the night that imagine the people waking up on this is on Saturday night. So imagine the people waking up on Sunday morning and saying to their friends, I think somebody slipped something in my drink because I swear I saw a whole bunch of bananas walking around town last night.
No, that's a walk of shame. You're walking
now, how many bananas were there?
Banana.
Like 15 of us, at least.
Oh!
Yeah, there was a bunch of us.
I saw pictures of this.
Mm-hmm. A bunch of bananas.
Yes. Oh, I see you did there. A bunch of us, yes.
That's hilarious. So they're at the garden, and Chase, because Vicky had made like made fun of him for only wearing a suit, so Chase shows up in regular clothes.
Yes.
And I wrote, he has dad bod, and it kind of actually worked for him.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah, the dad bod.
Where was it? I'm looking for this in my notes now. I know what you're talking about, yeah. Yeah, because he was wearing kind of tight clothes.
Yeah.
And it said, yeah, I noticed that. He was kind of fat. He had kind of like love handles. Not fat, but you know what I mean.
But it worked.
Yeah, he wasn't like mega ripped with a six pack, but he was still really good looking.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then they garden together, and he picks azaleas, which was his mom's favorite flower. And then he gets his hands dirty, and they start playing around in the dirt, and he gets a gardening lesson, and they start falling in love while they're gardening, and then and that was it, pretty much. They gardened, they liked each other. It ended well for them.
He had, and, I know I'm the straight one, but I noticed he had a very obvious bulge in his pants because he was wearing very tight clothes, and it was just very, I don't know.
He was ready to plant his tulips.
Right? It is spring. Spring is busting out all over,
Maybe I shouldn't have brought that up. I don't know. Just say what I notice about these movies. Okay.
So then we find out that there's going to be a mayoral gala, and Vicky's like, let's crash it. Vicky and Anna are like, we're going to crash the gala.
Yeah,
the mayor will be there at the mayoral gala.
So we go to the gala, and then we see Marta, and she's holding court.
And we see everyone at the party holding empty champagne flutes, a pet peeve of mine in movies and TV shows.
Oh.
Now, I had something that bothered me as well, but we'll get to that.
Oh, okay.
Because Marta's holding court, and she starts dancing with this guy. Anna and Vicky shows up, and the thing that bugged me is, everybody pretty much had the same black spaghetti strap dress, except for Vicky. Like, everybody had the same dress.
Okay.
I didn't notice that, but that actually makes a lot of sense from a costuming perspective. Because if you think about it, if you really want your main character to stand out, dress everyone else the same so that she will really stand out.
Right. Now, she did have a good reveal. When she checked the code, I know it was a good reveal. Mm-hmm. So then Vicky talks to the – she meets the mayor, and she talks to the mayor. And the mayor is very nice, but the mayor is very noncommittal. And then the mayor's like, you know what? I will give you an answer on whether I can help you or not at the garden walk. Now, Chase is eyeing Vicky up. And he sees her, and he's liking how she's like operating. Now, this next part actually bugged me as well, because all of a sudden Chase is like, Marta and I broke up.
Yeah, that was annoying news to us.
Right.
And so he was just okay with, right after them breaking up, he was okay with Marta just dancing off with another man. And then Marta saw Chase and Vicky dancing, and she had a big smile on her face. Like, I don't know.
I think that was so we didn't feel like, he's cheating on his girlfriend.
But couldn't they have showed them breaking up?
Oh, yeah.
Because that's lazy writing.
I agree.
Because, by the way,
happy for each other. They're just too happy for each other.
I was stuck on the meeting with the mayor. Because I thought it was funny that the mayor is like, oh, yeah, I read about the garden walk, which is supposed to be a big event in this city. And, I read about the development of that land. As the mayor, wouldn't you know if there's some big condo complex going up? St. Petersburg is not New York City.
Right.
The mayor should know about all the development happening in her city.
Yes.
She read about it.
She read about it, yeah.
But yeah, I didn't. But yeah, that bugged me, just the fact that we broke up.
Yeah,
kind of whatever.
That in a blog. Yeah, no, that was it was annoying that they're adjusting so well. I don't like that. I want to see maladjusted, angry, bitter people.
And like champagne glasses thrown, or like, slapping, or like a cat fight or something.
Oh, that's right, man. A cat fight. What's that?
Yeah.
Imagine a cat fight in a Hallmark movie. That'd be amazing.
Because if this was nighttime, Lifetime, they'd be throwing down.
Lifetime would have a cat fight before the opening credits.
Yeah. It would involve actual cats. No, it's just too much. This, I don't know. I guess this is a form of escapism. People can watch and hope that this is human behavior is like this.
Oh, okay. So then Chase teaches Vicky how to dance, and they're dancing. And yeah, Marta was looking, and she was like happy about it.
Yeah.
And they dance, and that's pretty much it. Until the next day, they're at the garden walk. Vicky's giving everybody a pep talk. Mrs. Hewitt is complaining because Mr. Boyle helped everybody else except for her. And so she's like, Vicky, can you ask Mr. Boyle to help me?
They just need to bang it out.
Right? Seriously. Now, at this point, they still have
bang it out. Yeah. They need to bang it out. Come on, you old people. Contraception is no longer needed. Just go at it for the love of God. Do it.
They're at the garden walk. Chase shows up. The plant that they planted together actually looks really good.
Hmm. Oh yeah, they designed a little garden together.
Mm-hmm. We find out that Anna and her husband, Vicky introduces them to all the ladies. Mm-hmm. We find out Anna and her husband got married in this garden. Mm-hmm. Then Chase, like, they start dancing, and Mrs. Hewitt thinks that Chase is like going to ask her to dance, but then Chase sets her up with Mr. Boyle.
At which point, Kurt, Mr. Boyle said, and I quote, "I never told you how much I admire your tomatoes."
Oh, there you go.
Come on.
And she says, "I like your peppers."
Yes, she did say that. She actually did.
Did she? Crossing the line. I may have to write a strongly worded letter to the Hallmark Channel. I cannot watch this movie.
This smut with all your produce innuendo.
I was going to show this to a kindergarten class when I went in on career day. And I guess that won't be happening now, will it?
In our lucrative careers as podcasters.
My career is this podcast, that's right. And so I go into kindergarten classes on career day, and I just show them a Hallmark film. And I can't show them this one now, so we have to go back to the elevator girl.
Oh, gosh. Poor kids. That's child.
Listen, I'm doing my part for the community.
Elevator girl. Oh, so the judge shows up. And the winner of the garden contest was the community garden.
Oh boy, I didn't see that coming.
Which means that Vicky was thinking, okay, well, now that we've won, it's going to really help us because we're an award-winning garden. So then her and Chase are, like, looking at these flowers. They're smelling these flowers.
Well, they walk off to smell the flowers holding hands.
Yes. Oh, that's right.
That's a bold move for Hallmark.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like a little racy.
Yeah.
Vegetable talk, hand-holding. Well,
I didn't think it was racist. It was racist, you said? No, racy. Oh, that's different.
It's very different.
Yeah, it's racy. And then they go and they're smelling flowers, which is like, woo, really out of control. Just, and then I guess there was this thing of, like, you could touch the flower and then touch your skin and it smells like perfume.
Right.
And so Vicky wanted to do that to Chase, but he's like, no, let me put it on you. I don't want to smell like perfume. So he does it, and then they're getting ready to kiss, and they're going for it. And they're going in, and then they get interrupted because the mayor showed up.
Yeah.
Ooh. They're cock-blocked by so many things.
By the mayor.
Thunder, now the mayor.
Yes. And then they really get cock-blocked because the mayor's like, and P.S., I can't help you. Oh, well, bye. So, oh, and then the mayor's like, the decision's up to Chase. It's his decision. Mm. And Chase cock-blocks himself because he says no.
Ugh.
So, then we see, you know, Vicky's sad. Vicky and her mom are in the garden. Chase is on his roof, and he's really sad. But then he has an idea.
Mm-hmm.
So then the next day, Vicky wakes up. She goes to the community garden. They wasted no time. There were chains on the door.
No, I thought that the condo building was going to be constructed overnight.
Yeah.
But luckily that didn't happen.
They wasted no time. And then she sees like the ribbon on the first place ribbon on the floor, like it's really sad, right?
Yeah. She can't reach it. She's like putting her arm through the fence.
Right.
Get a stick and just like pull it in.
Or I don't know. Nah. Take that ribbon away before your garden's going to close because you know it's going to close.
And, okay, and you guys, I don't know if you noticed this, but it was like a small fence, so she could have easily, like, just hopped the fence.
Absolutely.
It was like a little picket fence.
Yeah, it was funny. They had this, like, super heavy chain on the gate as if, like, oh, that's going to keep everyone out from this soon-to-be construction site. But you could literally just, like, climb right over it.
Yeah, it was like a little fence. You could hop the fence. Yeah.
Why are they concerned people are going to be in there anyway? I guess for their own safety.
People might get in there to take those ladybugs.
Oh, right. Boy. They might pick a pepper.
So then, Vicky storms over to Chase's office. Now, meanwhile, Marta shows up at Chase's office to thank him because of him, she got a design job. And this was changing her life. This was a new career for her.
Yeah.
And so she's basically there saying, hey, thank you, Chase. You helped me to achieve a new goal. And so she's hugging him. But while she's hugging him, Vicky catches them hugging. And then under that, it went to commercial and I wrote, Holly Robinson Pete in the morning show mystery.
I watched this when it was on. Yeah, I had to watch this movie with commercials, too, on Saturday night when it first aired. I watched it with the rest of America as it unfolded.
And don't you feel better for it?
Hmm?
Don't you feel better for it?
I don't know. I feel nothing. I'm numb.
Okay. So then after the commercial, we see Mr. Boyle and
one
Ms.
week later.
And they're talking to Vicky, and we find out they are now dating.
Yeah. I had a problem with them cutting to it being 1 week later.
Yeah.
Because they never acknowledge the fact that, like, Chase and Vicky were, like, inseparable up until the garden party. You mean to tell me that they haven't spoken an entire week? That's not weird to either side?
Right. But she's mad.
I know she's mad, but do they never acknowledge, like, oh, I tried calling you, you won't answer?
Well, then again, they didn't acknowledge a complete breakup.
This is true.
Right.
This is true.
Oh, and so then, not only are Mr. Boyle and Miss Hewitt a couple, he says, she's about tomatoes, and I'm all about peppers.
Mm-hmm. Boy, you're nonstop with them.
It was
banging.
Constant, Kurt. Constant in this movie.
God, I didn't want to acknowledge it. So I didn't want to understand it. That's the thing. I didn't want to comprehend it. I'm sure they're lovely together as they're bumping uglies.
As they're sowing the seeds of their love.
Mm.
So then Chase shows up and Vicky's yelling at him. She's like, F you. I saw you with Marta. And she's like yelling at him. And then Chase is like, oh, no, Vicky, it's not what you think. Follow me. And then they go to Chase's office, and he says that he likes to put a piece of his mom in all of his buildings.
That's weird.
Well, you know, like, or his mom's memory, like he likes to, you know.
It's different. Mom, it's time to take a finger of yours.
It wasn't a literal dead, piece right? of his mom.
The mom's not alive, right? He's not like chopping off a finger. This has to go into the building, mother.
So they go to the top of his building, and he turned his roof into a rooftop community garden. Yeah. The community garden has been saved.
I came up with that idea myself earlier in the movie.
Yeah, I did too.
Yeah, we all did.
And then, and this is where this man has moves, because he not only turned this in the community garden, he gave Vicky a job. Boom.
Gave her a job. What's her job? Oh, she's got to manage. She's got to manage the all the gardens.
Yeah, because he's going to put it on every building that he owns. See,
yeah.
I don't think that's a baller move because she already had a job. That was never an issue in this movie. She had a job that she was very happy with. She owned a nursery.
Oh, but I thought not only am I going to woo you by building these community gardens, I'm going to make you and put you in charge of them.
Giving you a job. Yeah, I can't
show you how much
that.
I care.
Big job.
And then, of course, then they kiss. And then the movie's over. The end.
There's a song called Garden Party by Ricky Nelson.
I went to a garden party. That one?
To reminisce with my old friends.
Right.
Yeah, it's that song.
I remember Ricky Nelson was hot. He was. Well, anyway, gentlemen, so what are your feelings about this movie? What did you think?
Oh, should I go first?
Yeah.
Sure.
Well, I have to say that it had it passes the criteria that I liked. Because I liked the leads. I liked the lead actors, and I thought they had chemistry. And to me, that elevates the Hallmark movie. Other than that, it's a formulaic movie. But when it has that quality to it, it elevates it for me. And I also liked the gardening element of it. It actually has got me interested in gardening.
See, the Hallmark Channel teaches you things.
I enjoyed it too, actually. Plot holes be damned. I thought Sarah Rue was incredibly charming. I love her. I liked her chemistry with the main guy, one of the Bridges' sons, I guess. I like the backdrop of this whole flower and gardening thing. And it to me, it was like it as a Hallmark movie, it didn't disappoint. You got everything out of this you expected you were going to.
Right. Yeah, it didn't bother me either. I was actually like, it's not bad. It's not, you know, like when it ended, I wasn't dying for it to end. Like, I was like, oh, it's over. It was cute.
Yeah.
Because lately there have been a couple of movies where I was just like, please end, please. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Wait a minute.
But no, I agree that Sarah Rue is a very charming lady, and I thought the male actor is also very good.
So wait, this is one of the rare times when all three of us liked the movie.
Yeah.
I guess so. Yeah.
Yeah. For the Hallmark movies, we're rarely on the same page. This one, we're all on the same page.
Yeah.
There were other times where none of us liked it.
Right.
Yeah.
That's happened.
Well, get this. I've already picked. Well, I was watching right after I finished the Hallmark movie. I was like flipping channels, and I flipped through Lifetime, and I saw this commercial, and I was like, we have to watch this movie.
Well, I hope it's easy. Because I got something on my on-demand. It's like Lifetime Movie Club. And it's like movie after movie after movie after movie. And they're all there to watch.
Now, not only this, I checked. It's on YouTube, and I actually watched a little bit of it just to make sure it was the right movie on YouTube, because okay. sometimes YouTube pulls the bait and switch of it says it's one thing, but it's another.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But I saw this title, and then I read the synopsis, and I was like, oh my God, this is our next movie. Hold on one second.
Okay.
Let me get the synopsis up. The title alone is what sold it. Okay, here we go. Are you ready?
Yeah.
The next movie that we are going to watch, which is on the Lifetime channel, is Mommy Group Murder.
What? Mommy Group Murder?
Okay. A new mom joins a mommy group to help her with the stress of motherhood. But she soon learns that membership comes with a price. When a member's husband turns up dead, the new mom is convinced that one of the other moms is responsible.
Sure.
Okay. I thought maybe there's a comma in there. Mommy group murder. But it's a mommy group
do
murder.
Do we know anyone okay. that's in this? I'm looking at the synopsis on my cable app, and it doesn't say who's in it.
Okay, I'm gonna Google it now.
I just set my DVR.
I'm gonna look at it.
So Mommy already, Group Murder.
Did you already say it? Okay.
Yeah.
Mommy Group Murder.
And this is a 2019.
IMDb. Oh, IMDb. I'll try to find it. All right, let's take a look. IMDb.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
So Kate Manzi from Days of Our Lives. She's Abigail Kate in Days Winslet. Of Our Lives. Ryan Karns, who's from General Hospital, and he was
Kim
also.
Did you ever,
Jason, did you ever see any of those Eating Out movies?
I know of them, but I've never seen any of them. No.
He's what? The star of the Eating Out movies.
Okay. It's a gay thing.
Yeah, but I don't think that. He's gay in this one.
The Eating Out films.
Mm-hmm. Yes, there are a series of movies. It's kind of like the gay version of American Pie.
Oh, okay.
Were you in one of those? Do you know how the first American Pie is funny?
I was. I was in Eating Out 3.
What?
I was.
And here I was just bagging on them right as you tell me you're in one of them. Sorry.
Oh, you can bag on them all you want. I don't care. I had a very small part. Bag away.
Oh, okay. I was just saying, remember how American Pie was funny? Yeah. There are differences between the two film series.
Eating Out. That seems like a strange title for a gay-oriented film. Well, anyway. I guess it could go either way.
Depends on what you're eating.
All right. Jeez, I can't play this podcast to that kindergarten class. I was all set to do that. Oh, well. I guess I don't know what we're going to do.
So, yes.
So, all right. So, we are watching Mommy Group Murder after I go watch some episodes of Mary Tyler Moore.
Yeah. I know. And
Windpipes.
You know what I might even do? I might even watch one of the morning show mysteries and report back.
You go right ahead and do that.
Well,
because I do, I would love to see, like, it's kind of what if Oprah was a detective?
Yeah, but I want it to be like Oprah is, I want to see it like it actually is like Oprah. Like, she's that famous and that rich, and she's running out doing, she's proud to be a private investigator, but everybody keeps recognizing her. Like, Oprah.
Can you imagine? And, like, Gail's her sidekick.
Yeah, and she's, like, in the ghetto, and people are like, Oprah?
Oprah?
What'd you do? That's, like, the whole show. She's walking down the street like, is that Oprah? People are hanging out the window. What is Oprah?
And she's like rappelling into a building, trying to crack a safe, and they're like, Oprah, what are you doing here, girl?
Oprah.
Oh no, even better.
Down the street, they got to fix a sidewalk now.
No, even better. Oprah, instead of cracking the safe herself, all the things that she needs done, she hires someone to come and do it for her. So she hires like the best safe cracker in the world to come and crack the safe, because Oprah knows people.
Yeah,
that's right. She's got to hire. She has to hire people to be like to break into places and stuff like that. And since she's like so high up there, she hires like Barack Obama to go and like.
So all the guest stars are more famous than her.
Break it somewhere because of paperwork. Yeah, yeah. Right. She hires people who are more famous than her to go break in.
Right.
Barack, like, go get that paperwork for us. I'll pay you $10 million. Well, I'm not turning that down.
Condoleezza, go talk to them.
Yeah, Condoleezza, get in there. Barbara Bush, I want you to go open that safe.
Aw, Barbara.
Aw.
That's right. She'll bring her back to life with her Oprah powers.
It is Oprah.
With her life-regenerating power. She says, I need Barbara.
It is Oprah. Oprah can do anything.
Barbara Streisand, her too.
Right. Everyone.
Everyone named Barbara. Okay, I'm done. It's ridiculous. Okay.
Well, gentlemen. Anything you'd like to add?
I would like to add my social media. I am on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at BigShotJason.
Well, I don't have a lot of social media because I'm a down-home, good-hearted country bumpkin. No, I don't know. That's not funny. No, I've got KurtFitzpatrick.com. That's all. That's all I have. I might work on this someday.
You do always seem surprised when we come to the end of the podcast.
I don't want to prepare. I think this is my pure improv element. I don't want to prepare anything.
But Kurt, it's your social media.
it's cheating.
If you do an improv show, you still know that at the beginning you're going to ask the audience for a suggestion. You know that beat is going to happen in the show.
I'm not the one asking the suggestion, so I don't do anything. I'm not saying this is a good idea for you people sitting at home. It's not a great career move. But it's just a choice, but you do have to make choices. Okay.
What is your social media?
No, I really will do it. I'll work on it.
Facebook, it's Les Kirkendall Barrett. And on Instagram, it's at Kirkendall. Or you can actually go to our podcast Instagram, which is A Lifetime of Hallmark Podcast. Or on Facebook, A Lifetime of Hallmark. And don't forget to give us a review. A good one.
Yeah.
It helps us.
We do love those 5-star reviews.
Yes.
Any kind
and
of
whatever
you
platform you listen to us on, just review us on that. It helps.
Yes.
And also, if you guys have suggestions of movies that you want us to watch and talk about, let us know. We are open to suggestions.
Facebook too. I'm on Facebook. I do have a fan page because I did have a couple people connect onto that, so they're probably from this. Hey, are we broadcast all over the world? This is broadcast all over the world.
It's a podcast. You can get it. Listen wherever you want.
But would there be like parts of China that can't hear us? Because aren't there some like internet restrictions?
Really?
There are some restrictions, but I don't know. They might do it on a case by case basis. I don't know how it works.
I know I touched on this a couple of months ago, but when I wondered why we had overseas listeners, then I realized that Netflix in other countries is different than the Netflix here. So a lot of the movies that we watch on Lifetime and Hallmark actually in other countries are on Netflix, and so that's how they watch them.
Okay.
So thank you to everyone watching all around the world and listening to our show.
Yeah.
And going to our social media, except Kurt's because he apparently doesn't have any.
Well, yes.
I said I've got something on Facebook. There's some kind of fan page. I've got about 90 fans on there.
But you still haven't given out what the page is.
I don't know. It's on Facebook. Just do a search on Kurt Fitzpatrick.
I didn't even know you had a fan page.
I got to get this stuff out there. I got to get to work on this.
Jason, did you know he had a fan page?
He mentioned it once before, actually.
I did. We all know it. This lethargy is holding me back. I'm going to get to work on it.
Okay.
Well, it is like 10:30 there.
Yeah, I have an excuse. It's not going to happen today.
Well, anyway, Well, all right. So watch Mommy Group Murder. People at home, please feel free to watch it as well and join in the conversation. I have a feeling it's going to be a doozy, a bunch of mommies killing people. So until next week, bye.
Bye.
Bye.